right now, though. Here in studio, we have a packed house. It's standing room only. And Carrie feeling nervous because we're talking about Squatch, the new play from our friend Travis Baker. Travis, welcome.
Thank you, Rich. It's great to be here.
Good to have you here as well. You've brought along a big cast of characters. Let's start over here with our friend Ben Lehman. You are the director of the upcoming production of Squatch at Penobscot Theater in the Dramatic Academy.
That's right. It's our featured youth production for the Halloween season. We're super excited about this script.
And Travis, you've brought along a co-writers, fellow travelers. You want to introduce the cast of characters here today?
Yeah, we have my son Zane and his best friend Isaac, who co-wrote the script. And it's based when they were 10 years old, based on their adventures looking for Bigfoot. We also have Augie Baker, who's here with us, who's also one of the characters in the play, along with Isaac's little sister, Carmen. So let's turn it over to him.
Yeah, Augie, I thought you'd be off playing hockey somewhere. I can't believe we were able to get you.
Yeah, I actually am going to play hockey after this.
Well, good that you can make some time for us here. Well, let's talk about this, guys. And Zane, yes. Let's start, though. So what was the inspiration for writing this story?
Well, first it started with just me and him. When we were younger, I'd say about maybe 3-4 years ago, we were obsessed with finding Bigfoot, and we would just go out in the woods and look for him, and we'd chase him with like sticks and do whatever, just trying to find him.
Carrie, can you stand up? No. He's here. Bigfoot is right here. That's all you had to do was come to the studio. Did you have any luck in your search?
Well, we thought we would multiple times. We would find like a bird or something like that, and we'd say Bigfoot killed it, or we'd see a deer, like a little brush in the woods, and we'd blame it on Bigfoot. We just wanted it to be real so bad.
Well, yeah. Did you guys leave any bait or anything like that to try and lure him in?
I mean, we might have left like an apple outside.
Yeah, or entire chip bags.
Or a little brother.
Yeah. Oh,
they used a brother as bait?
Once.
They did do that.
Oh, but
yeah.
They didn't rub barbecue sauce on you or anything like that.
They did have a, because their birthdays are a week apart, and they had a Bigfoot birthday when they were 10. And I think the secret can be told now that Isaac's father went for pizza, and he actually put on a dark costume and ran around the woods behind the house and made like, we all went off on a Bigfoot hunt. And there was great debate among everybody. Was that actually a Bigfoot, or was it?
My dad.
Yeah. It was actually the dad. And that's kind of the that's kind of the heart of the story, is these kids really, really want to find Bigfoot. And there's two adult Bigfoot hunters, pros, that are after Bigfoot as well. And they're kind of at the, one of them at least, Sally, is at the end of her tether. Apparently we've got some really good actors that Ben has been coaching along. So all of these people, the little brothers, the big brothers, the Bigfoot hunters are all meeting in the Bigfoot in the woods of Maine after Bigfoot, and I don't know. Should I tell people if they find him or not?
No. No spoilers.
So Ben, can you tell us a little bit about the cast? Who's going to be doing their thing? And by the way, this opens up on Friday, November 1st at the Bangor Opera House.
Right around the corner. Yeah, we have performances that whole weekend. And the cast is great. It's some of our these kids have been working since they were 5 in our program. So the kids that are taking the leads now have been in the program for quite some time. So we're really excited about what they're doing. And Travis has written some really rich characters for them. The play is terribly funny and just a little shade spooky. So I think it's great.
It's perfect.
I'm really excited to have them take it on.
What's it going to be like for you guys to see somebody else playing you on stage?
I definitely think it's going to be really, really weird. Yeah. I feel like I play me best.
You've got a lot of experience of playing you.
Weird.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be interesting to see ourselves even on the stage and see how we're portrayed, even though like we came up with this in our mind and we want to see how it's going to turn out. It's going to be pretty fun.
Augie, did you get to have any input? Did you say, no, I don't like that guy, I need somebody taller playing me, or something like that?
I would have said that, but, you know, I don't think they have a lot of extra kid actors.
That's true. That's true. Okay. They didn't consult with you then.
Never.
No. Oh, poor Alden. What was, Isaac, what was the writing process like for you guys? Now, Travis here's written a few plays in his time, an acclaimed playwright. How'd you convince him to give you guys some input into this process?
Well, this was back in fourth grade. We weren't like genius writers or anything. So what he'd do is I don't even think we came up with the idea to write a play. He'd ask us like, hey, what would you feel about this bit? And we'd add our input, stuff like that. And it was mostly just based around us wanting Sasquatch in the play. So I feel like that's about it, really, on my side.
It was most us giving inspiration to him, giving lines to him, just saying how we wanted to do it. And he did it.
Now, what was it, and many of you guys chime in, what was it about Sasquatch that attracted you guys? There are lots of mythical beasts out there and things to be scared of. What about him made you guys want to go out there and find him?
Well, I actually like the Loch Ness Monster better, but my brother likes Sasquatch. I feel like it stemmed from this show we used to watch called Finding Bigfoot. I don't know if it's still around, but I guess we just wanted to have something to chase, have something to, you know... It's hard to explain. Is to have something to, like, enjoy, you know, like a... not like a bad guy, but I'll explain it as, like, a common bad guy.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, we were basically two kids in the woods that got kind of bored and decided to go do something. So we got obsessed with Bigfoot and tried to find him.
Yeah.
Well, Ben, isn't this the basis of most great stories like that? Whether it's, you know, Stranger Things, you name it, it's kids banding together to find the truth.
And you have to have that character that now we refer to as like the trope is the big bad, you know?
Yeah.
And this play poses the question, though, manages to poses the question, like, is the Sasquatch the big bad or are the people the big bad?
Yeah.
So that's an interesting hook for our play.
That's fantastic. Well, we look forward to seeing it again. It opens up on November 1st. Performance is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
That's right. Friday and Saturday at 5 and Sunday at 11.
Fantastic. Well, thank all of you for coming in. We sure appreciate it.
Thank you, Rich. We look forward to the show
and great work. You bet. And good luck in hockey season, too.
Thank you.
The whole crew of the upcoming Squatch at Penobscot Theater Dramatic Academy. Thanks to Travis Baker, Zane Baker, Augie Baker, Isaac Miller, the lovely and talented Ben Lehman as well. Good to see you all.